She already produced a PowerPoint presentation.
I think it's already on, actually.
You have to. Have you done that?
I've played it in the back.
Yeah, you have the function.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, that's the kickoff meeting for our project. And this is just what we're going to be doing over the next 25 minutes. So first of all, just to kind of make sure that we all know each other, I'm Laura and I'm the project manager. Do you want to introduce yourself a bit?
Hi, I'm David and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer.
Okay.
And I'm Andrew and I'm a marketing expert.
I'm Craig and I'm user interface.
Great, okay. So we're designing a new remote control, and I have to record who's here actually. So David, Andrew, and Craig, and you arrived on time. So to design a new remote control, as you can see, it's supposed to be original, trendy, and user friendly. So that's kind of our brief. And so there are three different stages to the design. I'm not really sure what you guys have already received in your emails, but did you get?
I just got the project announcement. What the project is that designing the remote control. That's my email.
Yeah.
So we got. Okay. So we're gonna have like individual work and then a meeting about it, and repeat that process three times. And at this point you get to try out the whiteboard over there. You get to draw your favourite animal and sum up your favourite characteristics of it. So who would like to go
first?
Very good.
favorite characteristics of it, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, well, basically, high priority for any animal for me is that they be willing to take a lot of physical affection from their family. And yeah, that they have lots of personality and be fit and in robust good health. This is good. We're vegan. Family's vegan.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, my favorite animal would be a monkey. The small, cute, and furry, and when Planet of the Apes becomes real, I'm going to be up there with them.
You can take as long over this as you like because we haven't got an awful lot to do. I thought we do. Don't feel like you're in a rush anyway.
Okay.
I could tell you a lot more about you. I'll have to get you up again. Mm-hmm. I don't know where mine is, I'm just thinking the spot now.
I'm allergic to most animals, allergic to animal fur, so fish was a natural choice. Yeah, and I kind of like whales. They come in and go, eat everything in sight. They're quite harmless and mild and interesting.
Okay. I still didn't remember.
Superb sketch, by the way.
I was going to choose a dog as well, but I was drawn a different kind of dog.
Yeah.
And my favorite animal is my own dog at home.
I see a dog in there.
It is. I'm
not sure. Now I see a rooster. What kind is it?
He's a mixture of various things. What did I put him? That's just to suggest that he's still one. He's very friendly and cheery and always pleased to see you and very kind of affectionate and and he's quite wee as well, so you know, he doesn't take up too much space. And he does a funny thing when he chases his tail.
Is he aware that this is on his tail he's chasing?
It is, I think it is. You know, he does it after he's had his dinner. And he just all of a sudden just get up and start chasing his tail.
It's an after dinner dog thing.
Yeah.
Probably when he was little, he got lots of attention for doing it, and has forever been conditioned.
Maybe. Where did you find this? Just down here. Okay. Okay. Now I need to discuss the project finance. So according to the brief, we're going to be selling this remote control for €25, and we're aiming to make €50 million. So we're going to be selling this on an international scale, and we don't want it to cost any more than €12.50, so 50% of the selling price.
Can we just go over that again?
Sure.
So it's alright. So cost, like production cost, is
all together
$12.50, but selling price is that wholesale or retail, like on the shelf?
I don't know. I imagine that's a good
our
question.
Our sale. Yeah.
I imagine it probably is our sale actually, because it's probably up to the retailer to sell it whatever price they want.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how we design it at all?
Yes.
I think it will.
Well, right away I'm wondering if there's, like the DVD players, if there are zones.
Oh yeah, regions and stuff, yeah.
Frequencies or something.
Yeah, okay.
As well as characters. Different keypad styles and something.
Yeah. Well, for a remote controller, do you think that would be? I suppose it depends on how complicated a remote controller is.
It does make sense from maybe the design point of view, because if you have more complicated characters like European languages, then you need more buttons. Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing, international, is on the top of the price. I'm thinking the price might appeal to a certain market in one region, whereas in another it would be different. So.
Well, just like
just
in
the
terms
just
of like
the
wealth of the country, like how much money people have to spend on things.
Or just like basic product positioning. The €25 remote control might be a big hit in London, might not be such a big hit in Greece, you know?
Marketing. Good marketing. That's the rough. I should be writing all this down.
making some kind of assumptions about what information we're giving here, thinking, okay, trendy probably means something other than just basic,
yeah,
something other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, is selling 25 euros, is that sort of is this going to be like a premium product?
Yeah, like how much does, you know, control cost?
Uh-huh.
Well, 25 euro, I mean, that's what, like £18 or something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, is it as much as that? 16, 17, £18.
Yeah,
I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know
how
good a remote control that would get you.
Yeah.
but yeah, I suppose it has to look kind of cool,
mm-hmm,
and gimmicky. Okay. Well, does anybody have anything to add to the finance issue at all?
Do you have any other background information on like how that compares to other?
No, actually, that would be useful though, wouldn't it, if you knew like what your money would get you now.
The interesting thing about discussing the production of a remote control for me is that, as you point out, I just don't think remote control is being something people consciously assess in their purchasing habits.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like getting shoelaces with shoes or something.
Yeah.
Just
5 minutes to end meeting? Oh, okay. We're a bit behind.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like, how do you, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want
another
one or something.
My parents went and bought remote controls because they got fed up of having 4 or 5 different remote controls for each
right.
house.
Right.
So for okay. them it was just how many devices to control.
Right, so in function one of the priorities might be to combine as many uses.
Right, so do you think that should be like a main design aim of our remote control, that you know,
so.
your satellite and your telly and your VCR and everything?
Well, like, maybe what we could use as a sort of like an example of a successful other piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're gone from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players,
mm-hmm.
telephones, everything, agenda. So like, I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control
yeah.
market, such as the lighting in your house, or
even like any notes about what you want to watch, like you might put in your oil
yeah.
such and such.
Yeah.
I don't see a good idea. So like extra functionality.
Yeah, like personally for me at home, I've combined the audio video of my television set and my DVD player and my CD player, so they've all actually function together, but I have different remote controls for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of ironic that in their sound and everything, it's just one system, but each one's
mm-hmm.
got its own little part.
Okay, I'm going to have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check if nothing else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about remote controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep
mm-hmm.
losing them, okay.
Finding them is a major pain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's usually quite small, or when you want it, right,
mm-hmm.
sitting on the couch, or it's
yeah.
under the table.
Yeah.
You get those ones where you can, if you like whistle and make really high-pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
They're, I mean, is that something we'd want to include, do you think?
I remember when the first remote control my family had was on a cable, actually a cable between different TV and big like buttons that sort of like on a blender or something. And you know, and I think about what they are now, it's better, but actually it's still kind of, I don't know, like a massive junky thing on the table.
Still
maybe we could think about how it could be more, you know, streamlined.
Maybe like a touchscreen or something.
Something like that, yeah. Or whatever it technologically reasonable.
Okay, well, it could be that
functionally that doesn't make it any better, but that just the appeal of not having, you know, these days things in people's homes are becoming more and more like chic, you know, nicer material and
might be
worth exploring.
Right, well, so just to wrap up, the next meeting's going to be in 30 minutes, so that's about 10 to 12 by my watch. So in between now and then, as the industrial designer, you're going to be working on, you know, the actual work and design of it, so you know what you're doing there. For user interface, technical functions, I guess that's, you know, like what we've been talking about, what it'll actually do. Marketing executive, you'll be just thinking about what it actually, what requirements it has to fulfill, and you'll get instructions emailed to you, I guess. So it's the functional design stage is next, I guess. And that's the end of the meeting. So I got that little message about seeing as Michael Owens.
Before we wrap up, just to make sure we're all on the same page here, we were given sort of an example of a coffee machine. Are we right now on the assumption that our television remote control may have features which go beyond the television? Or are we keeping sort of like a design commitment to television features?
Okay, well, just very quickly, because we're supposed to finish now. I guess that's up to us. I mean, you'd probably want some kind of unique selling point of it.
Okay.
So,
one factor would be production cost.
Okay.
Because there's a cap there, so
okay.
Depends on how much you can cram into that price.
Okay.
I think that's the main factor.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, that's the end of the meeting then. Thank you for coming. But I think that was what they wanted us to do. Right.
Great.
How do you turn this thing off? Can you turn it off? Oh, there it is. I think if you can just leave it on, maybe, and then. This is turning itself off.
Try pushing the function and 8, I think.
Yeah,
it's just probably in the screen.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Nice.
This is all very high tech, I must say.
It is, isn't it?